The year was 1240, and Ralph Frishburn, a crusader returning from the Holy Land, was inspired to found a Carmelite monastery in his home country of England. 2 years later, in cooperation with Richard de Grey of Cotnor, a fellow crusader who had donated a small piece of land at his estate in Aylesford, he welcomed the Carmelites to England. This was one of the first foundations of the Carmelite order in Europe. Within 2 years, there was a Carmelite foundation in southern France, and by 1245, they were so numerous that they were able to hold their first general chapter at Aylesford, where St. Simon Stock, an 80-year-old Englishman, was chosen superior general, under whose guidance the order continued to flourish, according to a written account from the late 14th century. St. Simon was an Englishman, a man of great holiness and devotion, who always in his prayers asked the Virgin to favour his order with some singular privilege. The Virgin appeared to him holding the scapular in her hand, saying, "This is for you and yours a privilege. The one who dies in it will be saved." The date was July 16, 1251, when Our Lady presented St. Simon with the scapular, the wearing of which subsequently became an important Marian devotion, for the brown scapular is an external sign of the filial relationship established between the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother and Queen of Mount Carmel, and the faithful who entrust themselves totally to her protection, who have recourse to her maternal intercession, who are mindful of the primacy of the spiritual life and the need of prayer. The vision is believed to have happened at Aylesford while on a visitation to the friary at Bordeaux, France. He died and was buried, and where his mortal remains were enshrined and venerated in the cathedral of that city. The Carmelites maintained an active presence at the Aylesford Friary for almost 300 years. Then in the year 1536, King Henry VIII enacted what was known as the dissolution of the monasteries. 2 years later, the Carmelites were forced out and the friary passed into secular hands, becoming known as the Friars. Over the next few centuries, was bought and sold by various families. During this time, the building underwent modifications and repair due to the effects of time. Unfortunately, the main part of the house was destroyed by a fire in 1930. In 1949, the Friars was put up for sale and the Carmelites were able to buy back their beloved mother house. The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass being celebrated on October the 31st, the Vigil of All Saints. Intensive work began in restoring the buildings. A new open-air church dedicated to Our Lady of the Assumption was built on the site of the medieval chapel. New chapels dedicated to the Saints of Carmel, notably St. Simon Stock, were also built at this time, and by the late 1950s, the complex had become a flourishing pilgrimage centre, popularised in part by the relic of St. Simon Stock's skull, having been preserved in the cathedral in Bordeaux for centuries, being given to Aylesford in July 1951. Today, the building, the Friars, attracts hundreds of thousands of visitors each year. But let us return to the brown scapular. For the feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel on July 16th is in commemoration of the day Our Lady gave the brown scapular to St. Simon Stock. St. Claude de la Combeliere said, "Because of all the forms of our love For the Blessed Virgin and all its various modes of expression cannot be equally pleasing to her, and therefore do not assist us in the same degree to reach heaven, I say, without a moment's hesitation, that the brown scapular is the most favoured of all. He adds, no devotion has been confirmed by more numerous authentic miracles than the brown scapular. Pope Pius XII said, the scapular is a practice of piety, which by its very simplicity is suited to everyone and has spread widely among the faithful of Christ to their spiritual profit. Pope Paul VI said, let the faithful hold in high esteem the practices and devotions to the Blessed Virgin, the Rosary and the Scapular of Carmel, and in another place referred to the scapular as so highly recommended by our illustrious predecessors. Saint Dominic uttered this famous prophecy to Angelus, a Carmelite friar. To my order, the Blessed Virgin will entrust a devotion to be known as the Rosary, and to your order, Angelus, she will entrust a devotion to be known as the Scapular. One day, through the Rosary and the Scapular, she will save the world. The more a soul is consecrated to Mary, says St. Louis Grignion de Montfort, the more it is consecrated to Christ. We signify our consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary by enrolling in and by wearing the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the 700-year-old sign of personal consecration to the Mother of God. In a famous interview on the 15th of August 1950, St. Lucia was questioned by the very Reverend Howard Rafferty O'Carm, a provincial director of the Third Order of the Carmelites in America. After stressing the importance and significance of the scapular in the Fatima message, she explained how during the miracle of the sun, when the three children were privileged to see the mysteries of the Rosary, the Blessed Virgin appeared as Our Lady of Mount Carmel and held out the brown scapular to the world. Father Rafferty asked Lucia, why do you think Our Lady appeared with the scapular in the last vision? The seer replied, she meant that all Catholics should wear the scapular as part of the Fatima message. One could not follow this message unless he or she wore the brown scapular. She was then asked, is the scapular as important as the rosary in fulfilling the Fatima message? Her reply summed up 7 centuries of devotional history. The scapular and the rosary are inseparable. Following another question, she added, the Holy Father has told this to the whole world, saying that the scapular is a sign of consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She was here referring to a letter written by Pope Pius XII in commemoration of the 7th centennial of the scapular in 1951, in which he wrote, take this scapular which Our Lady has given us as a sign of consecration to her Immaculate Heart. Go out and convince the world that it must be dedicated to the Blessed Virgin if it will find peace. Go out and through the scapular rededicate families, especially to the Holy Mother of God, who has shown her graces so abundantly through the scapular. For over 700 years, millions of Catholics all over the world have regarded the brown scapular with esteem and reverence and worn it as a token of Our Lady's celebrated promise to St. Simon Stock on the 16th of July 1251. Take this scapular, it shall be a sign of salvation, a protection in danger and a pledge of peace. Whoever dies wearing this garment shall not suffer eternal fire. Our Lady is not promising that those dying in mortal sin will be saved, but, as St. Robert Bellarmine says, whoever dies wearing the emblem of Mary will receive the grace of final repentance. The documentary proof of St. Simon's vision has been sustained by 7 centuries of sacred tradition, the teaching of successive popes and saints, and countless miracles, Pope Paul VI wrote, even hold in great esteem the practices and exercises of devotion to the Most Blessed Virgin, which have been recommended for centuries by the Magisterium of the Church, and among them we judge well to recall especially the Marian Rosary and the religious use of the scapular of Mount Carmel. Hence, to challenge the scapular devotion is to some extent to challenge the authority of the Church. It is not enough to say that the habit of the Blessed Virgin is a mark of predestination, said St. Claude de la Combeliere. It is more than a sign of true devotion to Mary because of the alliance which Mary contracts with us and which we contract with her. No other devotion renders our salvation so certain. Father Rafferty says all of us who make the commitment of belonging to Our Lady in a special way by taking the scapular and wearing it faithfully must be resolved also to imitate all the virtues of which this holy habit is a symbol. St. Alphonsus expresses it this way. Just as men take pride in having others wear their livery, so the Most Holy Mary is pleased when her servants wear her scapular as a mark that they have dedicated themselves to her entire service and as members of the family of the Mother of God. When Pope John Paul II addressed the Carmelite family in the year 2001 on the occasion of the 750th anniversary of the bestowal of the scapular, he said that over time this rich Marian heritage of Carmel has become, through the spread of the Holy Scapular devotion, a treasure for the whole Church by its simplicity, its anthropological value, and its relationship to Mary's role in regard to the Church and humanity. This devotion was so deeply and widely accepted by the people of God that it came to be expressed in the memorial of the 16th of July on the liturgical calendar of the Universal Church, namely the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And it is this feast and the shrine honouring Our Lady under this title that we have endeavoured to honour in this episode, the Marian Shrines of the World. Why don't you encourage your parish priest to endorse Our Lady's revelation by enrolling the parishioners in the brown scapular? Ave Maria.